Today's share in the Dear Shumish Debur Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in Simen Shin Chof, dealing with the laws of Schita, and we begin on the top line, Sif Yudalit. The Mechaba brings down Haram Mi Rutenberg. This is the Maram Rutenberg, Moreno Harav Meir Mi Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh. And he is matir lohatil meraglayim b'shelig. He says that there is no problem in the person urinating in the snow on Shabbos. He's obviously going to melt the snow in doing so. That's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem, dumya d'doreis shelig b'ragla. This is similar to what we said in yesterday's shiur, that a person is allowed to walk on the snow, i.e. he's going to change the snow from a solid to a liquid. He's going to squeeze out the liquid. So tovia, when he urinates in the snow, he's going to melt the snow. So therefore, this is not a problem. We'll see in a moment why or what the issue would be. However, the Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, the Rosh, the Rebbe of the Tor, the Rosh did not permit this. He was careful not to urinate in the snow. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, Sha'ayideh Hashesen via the urination, Vadenimok, you're going to melt the snow. Urine comes out of body temperature, and it's going to melt the snow. And therefore, one should not do this. Velo Dami, it's not comparable. L'siv test, what we learned in yesterday's shiur, D'shari Litin Shelig, D'so Chakos, Apal Pishinimok. It's not comparable to what we learned in the previous shiur, that one is allowed to put snow or an ice cube inside a drink, even though that snow or that ice cube is going to melt inside the drink. Why? Over there it was permissible, in that situation you weren't doing anything. You put in the snow and it melted by itself. Here you're urinating on the snow, you're going to directly, actively go melt the snow yourself. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin in the Taz shepasuk lahokel." The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz who paskin leniently over here, like the earlier opinion of the Maram Rutenberg that you'd be allowed to go and urinate in the snow. Likewise, v'chena el yarab because of lahokel. He also says one can be lenient unless in lo sheevsho below torach tov lizor. If one can be machmir over here like the Rosh and not urinate in the snow, fine. But if there is no alternative, the person has to go to the bathroom. There was no other place than where there is snow, so then he would be allowed to do so. The issue footnote 37 brings down from the Tur. Again, it's interesting, the Tur is the son of the Rosh, who's explaining over here the opinion. He says, She'ein zed dom l'adrisas regu b'shelik. He says, furthermore, it's not similar to walking on the snow, which we did permit. Nevertheless, urinating in the snow we do not permit. She'bedrisa ein zed vaday she'shelik nimor. Because by stepping on the snow, you're not necessarily going to melt the snow. But by urinating on the snow, that's much warmer, so you're going to definitely melt the snow. And that's why his father, the Rosh, says one should be nizer in this. The issue foot number 38 brings down Madua Pasuk Lahokel. Why do we paskin over here to be lenient? Lefishu Sover Shatam Shemut Lidros Biragla Bishela, because he says the reason that we allow you to walk on the snow, Mishum Shalo Gazru Bedover Shi Efshar Lizarbo, because it'd be impossible to tell all the Jewish people in the world, especially those living in snowy areas, you can't go out and walk on Shabbos because you may come to melt the snow. So this Issa Derabbanan potentially was never instituted by the rabbis. Now, Lefikoch gamlo osu lahatu mei raglayim b'shelig. They likewise said in those days they didn't have indoor bathrooms. A person had to go. He would go outdoors often, and therefore, if there was snow around, it would be too difficult for a person not to go in the snow. If the entire earth is covered with snow where you live, so then it would be impossible for a person to go to the bathroom. Obviously, that's not possible, and therefore, the rabbis never instituted such a gzeira. Siv Tesvav. The Mechaber writes, also lifros sudor al piachovis. You're not allowed to spread some sort of a kerchief on top of a barrel. The litain al gabov hakli shadolimbo, and then put the cup that you're going to take stuff out of that barrel, leaning on top of the kli, that you're taking the liquid out of the barrel, shemayova lidisrita, because by pressing down the kli on this kerchief, it's going to come into contact with the water, and it's going to get wet, and therefore we're concerned that you're going to go squeeze this kerchief out, and that would be an issur of srita. However, aval habegid also lefrosel of mutter, but if this garment, this cloth, is specifically made for this, and obviously therefore you don't care about it getting wet, then it would be allowed. Shein choshe shalav lesokto. We're not concerned that a person is going to squeeze this garment out because it always does get wet. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem Beis, she yitzchot hasudo min amayim she nivlu bo ayidei hakli. Because if it's not a utensil, a kerchief that's normally used to cover up this barrel, if it gets wet, you may come to wring it out. V'solchei beged chayv mishum malabin. And as we've already learned, if one squeezes out a garment over here, there's an issur of malabin, of whitening the garment. Umayri, here we're talking about Shoyse Ozeh Chavis Rekonis. We're talking about here where the barrel is empty. The Lav Hachi, because if that were not the case, Prisa Suda Be'atzmo Osu Mishum Chashash Schita, then just even putting out the Suda, never mind putting the utensil on top of it, would be a problem. Afilum Lo Yoniach Kli Lach Al Gaba, if you didn't put a wet utensil on top of it. So now let me explain this outside. We said you're not allowed to spread a kerchief over a barrel, even if the barrel is empty. So you're not concerned that the kerchief itself will get wet from the barrel contents, but if you put the wet kli that you're using to go and dole stuff out from barrels on top of that, you're concerned that it will be wet and it will get the kerchief wet and you'll come to squeeze out the kerchief. If there is liquid in the barrel, you're not allowed to spread it out in the first place, because then we're concerned that this kerchief will get wet from the liquid inside the barrel. Sivkot and Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber who said you are allowed to go and put the kli on top of this kerchief if this kerchief is used to cover up the barrel. That's what the purpose of this kerchief is. You're not going to be concerned at all if it gets wet with water. And we're talking, we're not at all concerned over here that you're going to make an ohel. We already learned previously that there's a problem in totally covering up a barrel. That's a problem of ohel. But here, you're only partially covering it up. Dear Shu, footnote number 39 brings down, that we learned in Shin Beis, we don't even allow you to put a clean garment in water because we say that still cleans it. And therefore, over here, even though we're not concerned about schita, we should say that you're concerned about getting it wet. So the Tosefta Shabbos explains, if you have no intention at all of cleaning it, and you have no benefit over here from its getting wet, then we don't say shriyoso zer kibuso lukuliyama. Everybody agrees that if it's already clean and you have no benefit in it getting wet, so then we don't say that this is an isser of libun. The issue foot number 40 brings down, she'im ein habegid mechase es kol piachavis, if this garment that you're placing over the barrel doesn't cover the entire barrel, or she'ein tefach mehabegid ad hadover shenimtza besoch hachavis, or there's less than a space of a tefach between the contents and what you're covering it up with, or it's not at all a wide opening over here, then there is no concern of ohel. The Mishnah Berurah added over there, sheish rishon machok b'kach, there are those who disagree. Well, the daitim b'chol ofen, ein b'prisav veg, mishum ohel, there is no concern with spreading a garment over the top over here. Mishun ohel l'hachmer k'das ha-shulchan aruch. However, he says it's better to be machmer over here, like the opinion that says there could be a concern of ohel. Sif tezayin. The Mechaber tells us, osu lahadek mochin b'pi fach sheish bo mashkin. One is not allowed to go and pack in some sort of cloth over here in the opening of a container that has fluids inside of it, mishum schlita, because it's going to get wet, and we're concerned that you're going to go and squeeze it out. Mishnah Berurah explains this, if cotton mem dalit, or myrik yishen lachin min hamashkin, shibasocha kli. They're going to get it wet from the beverage, the liquid that's inside this kli. Vafilu he masuim lekach, nam yoser. And even if this is intentionally used for this purpose, nevertheless it would be osur. Mishum debihiduk hamochid, by pressing it in tightly over here. Kol dovarach, anything soft, could go in semer, gefen, umatlis, ukhiyosvizeh, some sort of a wool over your cotton, or some sort of a garment over here that you're pressing in, besok piapach, in the opening over here, boli de srita, it's going to come to get squeezed out. So even if that's the purpose over here, you're by definition going to squeeze it out. And this is a toledus of libun, and therefore it's not allowed. The chanal, as we've already explained, both today's shir and in previous shirim. And even if you want to say only with water is there a concern of melabin, as we learned previously, other beverages, there are opinions that say there is no issur of melabin. Here it still would be osur. Because when you're squeezing this wet thing in tightly into the space of the opening, some of the drops are going to come out and they're going to fall inside the pach. The heavy bechlal disha, and this is an issur of disha over here, of as we explained, like squeezing out the juice from olives or from grapes. Even though your intention is not to squeeze this out, nevertheless, this is a psik reisha. It will happen automatically, and therefore it is not allowed. Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Sifog, a sponge, ein mekan chimbo, you're not allowed to use a sponge directly, you're not allowed to clean with it, elo imkin yesh bo beis achiza, unless it has some sort of a handle to the sponge, and this way, gezeir Hashem Yisrod, if you don't have a handle, we're concerned, you may come to squeeze it out, but if it has a handle, then there is no concern over here of schita. Why? So let's understand this better. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Memhei. But talking here about this sponge, this sfog, hukim in semer, it's some sort of a wool, nasa l'chof hayom, that's made, or comes from the Chof Hayam, from the beach. Or, alternatively, it's like the explanation that the Aruch gives later on, and we can see this in the issue footnote number 41 in Sif Yud Ches, that he brings down in the Ramah, the Pirush of the Aruch, Shesfug Humash Godel Arosho Shomin Dog Godel Shebiyam. This is some sort of a material that's like a hair material that grows on large fish that live in the water. Ubishah Shemeirim Hadog Yisroshal Istak of Olam, and the fish lifts up its head to sort of say, look at the world. Yorid Osa Sfug Aleinu, this Sfug covers up its eyes, Veino Ro Klum, and doesn't allow the fish to see. And he says, if it wasn't for that, this fish would somehow swamp all the boats. In any event, whatever this svog is, betivo, its nature is shishoev amayim, it absorbs the water of a mashkin and the other liquids inside of it. And therefore, you're not allowed to wipe with it. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Memvav, esatavlo, you can't use it to go wipe off some sort of a tray, esakaro, or some sort of a plate, because as you wipe it, you're going to be squeezing it and the liquid will come out. Sivkot and Memzayin, but you are allowed to do this if it has a handle. This is based upon the Rashi and the Rambam, who explain Pirshu, the Chayeshlo, or Beis Achiz, if it has some sort of a leather handle over here, Shechazenabo, that you're going to hold on to it, Efshu Lekaneach Belisrita. By holding it with the handle, you're not going to automatically squeeze out from this sponge. Avol HaRaivid Kosav, the Raivid disagrees, and he says, the Afa Pikin, even with this handle, I Efshu Lo Lekaneach Belisrita. It's impossible not to have some srita, even though you're using a handle. So what's the reason to be Mekel? El Mikom Mokum Shori, even the Raivid says it's permissible. The Kivin Sheishlo Beis Achiza, since it has a handle over here, heavy like Kitzluchis Meleo Mayim Shemerik Mimeno Mayim. It's considered like a full container that you're pouring off water from it. So when it has this handle over here, it's going to somehow, the sponge is filled up, and when you're taking the handle and cleaning with it, it's as if you're just pouring from a full container. We don't consider that schita. The issue foot number 42 explains this further from the Chazon Ish, who writes, Shem yesh l'sfog beis achiza, when it has a handle, nikar hadovor she'osehu l'sfog l'socho nozlem. It's recognizable that the purpose of this is to absorb water. V'lachzor v'lischot osam mimenu, and to get rid of that water. And therefore, ein hamayim she'nisfog l'socho b'telembo, we don't consider the water that got absorbed by the sponge to intermingled, so to say, with the sponge. We consider it still a separate entity. And therefore, schitasa mimenu ein ba mishum dosh. There is no isser over here of dosh, of taking it out the water, because it never was really mixed in. He says it's analogous to if a person opens or closes a door, that's not considered building. It's meant to be opened and closed. So too, by definition, the Chazon Ish says, if it has a handle over here, it's meant for the water to go in and out, and therefore we don't consider it an isser of dosh. But if it doesn't have a handle, then we have a concern. Shema Yisrot, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memches, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, because of the Biagra, Shato Sofahu. This is actually a mistake over here. Vitzorach Lamar, Mishum Schita. Not maybe you'll come to go and squeeze it out, but because you will squeeze it out, and it's an Isser of Schita. The Hamrinam, the Gemara, the Pesach Reishu, because we said it's definitely going to come out. The Gemara says it was automatically going to happen. Mishum Dievshu, Shalo Yisrot, Kishaochazo Bietz Biosov, Beli or Besachiza. Because if you're holding the sponge, just by holding the sponge, you're going to press on it, and it's impossible that nothing will come out. As opposed to if you're holding the handle, it won't automatically come out. And this is also the opinion of Kosov HaMogin Avram. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, Chovis Shepokiku Bepekak Shel Pishton. You have some sort of a barrel over here that you plug up the hole with some sort of linen over here, Listom Nekev Shebedofna. So there's like a spigot that comes out, and you plug up the hole over here that the normal wine or the water would come out of this barrel. You plug it up with some sort of a linen garment, and this will not allow Shemotzim Bo'ayayin, the water will not come out, the wine will not come out through this hole. So, is this allowed or is this not allowed? So, the Mechaber first brings down a more lenient opinion. This is the tour in the name of the Aruch, and also agreed to by Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yesh mi shematir, this is permitted. Af al pi she'efshar shelo yisrot, even though it's impossible that this will not lead to being actually squeezed out, this pishton, this flax, this linen over here, will definitely be squeezed. V'ush lo yitachto kli, but when you squeeze it out, so when you're pushing it in, even though it will squeeze out, as long as you don't have a kli underneath it collecting what gets squeezed out, there is no problem over here. The kivon she'eino nene b'schita zu, you have absolutely no benefit at all. You want to plug up the hole over here in the side, the spigot area, you want to plug it up so that liquid doesn't drain out, so you have no benefit by anything gets squeezed out of this spigot. In fact, you don't want it because you're losing it. And therefore, this is a psik resha. Delo nichole umutter. It's a psik resha that you do not want to have done. You don't get any benefit from it, and therefore it's mutter. The Ramah explains over here, Pirush, it's psik resha, which we've used many, many times already. So the Ramah explains it over here. It means isser nimshach behechuch midvar ma, that it's something that automatically happens with you having absolutely no desire for it over here when it's l'dono lichale. Kamo hamavis, for example, when you take off the head of a chicken, so the chicken is going to die. So k'mo amovas hanimshach behechrech behatazas harosh. But you have no concern or interest in that chicken dying. You just needed the head for whatever the purpose. They used to have, it's strange for us to understand, they used to have the children play with the heads of the chicken. So you just wanted the head of the chicken for the child to play with. You had no interest in the chicken dying. That's called the psik resha, the lo nichale, and therefore it is mutter according to this first more lenient opinion brought down in the Oruch and Rabbeinu Yerucham. However, the Mechaber then brings down a more machmir opinion. This is the opinion of Tosos and the Rosh and the Mordechai, as well as the Smag, the Sefer HaTrumos. All of these Rishonim say, the Cholkolov, they disagree with the more lenient opinion of Amru, and they say, the Afal Gav, the Lonichli, even though you have no benefit from this over here whatsoever, Kivan the Psikreshahu Osir, since it will, in fact, happen automatically, you can't use it. You can't get benefit from it, and therefore you can't do this thing over here. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem test. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about plugging up this spigot, plugging up this hole. Shekorchen Svios Habarza, you go and plug up over here around the spigot, around the hole. Chatikos Beged, on the Orish or Pishdon, some sort of a garment over here, or pieces of flax, of linen, Upokikim Bahanekev, and you plug up the hole, Shebidofen Achavis, in the side of the barrel so that the contents don't spill out. So he first brings down the Sifkat Nur, the more lenient opinion, Yesh Mishamatir, Lohasir or Sobishabbos or Lachzir, to take it out on Shabbos or to put it in on Shabbos, to return it on Shabbos, even though your act of doing so will squeeze it. Why? Sifkat Nur Nalev, he says, Sha'ayde Stima Savarza, by closing it off over here, Ba'nekev, Ohasaroso, Nitzchak, Mashka, Bulua, Ba'noris. It's a psikresha because as you put it in or take it out, you definitely will squeeze out something over here, but it's not a problem because it's the lo nichole. But if you put a utensil underneath it to collect the drops that get squeezed out, then it's a real big problem. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sifkat Nun Beis, the Mimela Hayayin Anisqat Holech Libud, because if you don't have a utensil over there, all the stuff that gets squeezed out, let's say the wine gets squeezed out over here, will go on the ground and be lost. Kivan Shenekev Bedofen Achavis Betzida, since this is a hole on the side of the barrel. So in this situation, when there's no kli there and the hole's on the side of the barrel where the liquid is, so the water that is gets squeezed out or the wine that gets squeezed out will go on the floor and it's lost. So that's called the psikresha don lichle. In fact, you don't want that to happen, as the Bir Halacha explains in Dibra Matzu don lichle. Hine binyoninu non lichle klal baschida. You absolutely get no benefit. Adarabba, you wouldn't want that to be lost. You actually don't want that to happen. So he says, therefore, in this situation, it's allowed. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, as the Mechaber explained, if there was some sort of a utensil collecting these drops that get squeezed out of the wine, and therefore you're collecting this, no longer going to Ibud, or if this opening over here, when you're plugging it up, the liquid is above the water line and it's going to fall back into the barrel, Shayayin Anisach Yorid L'Soch HaChavis, then B'Cholzeh Hu Issa Daraisa L'Hadek U'L'Hosya HaPekika Gam L'Shita Zu. Then, even according to the first lenient opinion over here of the Torah, the Aruch, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, this would not be allowed because now it's definitely a psik resha. The Nichale, you want to collect those drops in the bucket or you want the drops to fall back into the barrel, and that would be an Issa Daraisa. This is even according to the lenient opinion. The Mechaber then brought the more machber opinion, which we see in Sifkat Nun Gimel, that says the psik reshu aser. Now, this is only an issa midrabban, but it's not an issa deraisa. Avu chiyuva leka bipsik reshu donul nichale dekuli alma. Everybody agrees that if you're not getting benefit from this, then even though it's a psik reshu, the rabbis asked it, but it's not an issa deraisa. However, this is only in regards to Hilcha Shabbos. V'chol zehu l'inyan Shabbos. This whole machlokas, psik resha d'nichle is mutter, psik resha d'nichle is aser. The Mishnah Berurah tells us it's a special din in regards to Shabbos. D'bo'inon shei meleches machsheves. Because in Hilcha Shabbos, you need to have thought involved in doing what you're doing to be over in Issa d'Raisa. Aval inyan sharei yisurei Torah. But in regards to every other aspect of Hilcha's Torah that don't involve Shabbos, das rosh, the rosh paskins the psik resha the nolichale lekuliyama aser. That is an issa daraisa visur min haTorah, because in this situation there's no complicating factor, confounding variable of meleches machshevas that you have to think about doing it. In every other situation, even though your machshav is not for that benefit, if that benefit is going to occur automatically, that thing is going to occur automatically, it's a psik resha. And even though the nolichale, the rosh says that it is an issa daraisa. How do we paskin? The Mechaber tells us, Ve'olam noagim hete badover. The Velt is mekel. Now we'll do this more tomorrow, but we'll just read the first Mishnah Berurah over here. Siv katan nun dalet. He says the Velt is mekel over here. So much so, hainu shemafrizin al hamida yosim idia rishona, that they go even further than the more lenient first opinion that we brought down. Mekilin afilu biyesh kli tachtea, and they allow it even if you're collecting the drops over here. A much more mekel opinion than even the first lenient opinion. And Mitzvah Shem will go over this again tomorrow and discuss this in greater detail. Just like to add that I realized that I kept on saying wine or water. I really meant wine. I didn't mean water over here. As we're learning Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir, if the container has water, so then that's a separate problem of Libun. Here we're talking about wine or any other beverage other than water, and we'll learn more about this in tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.